This audio has been developed by Sangam Books Publication Private Limited, Nepal.
Paragon English Book 4. Unit 1. Listening. 1.
What do you say when you introduce yourself?
2. Listen to the text and answer the questions.
May I introduce myself? I'm Mohan Lama. I'm from Bhojpur. I'm 7 years old. I have a sister. Her name is Babita. My father is a teacher. My mother is a housewife. We live at Kalinki in Kathmandu.
Unit 2.
Listening. 1. Who do you live with and where? 2. Listen and match who lives with whom.
Kamal lives with his sister. Gopal lives with his uncle. Aruna lives with her friend. Rupa lives with her parents. Janaki lives with her brother.
Unit 3.
Listening. 1.
How many provinces are there in Nepal?
2. Listen and complete the answers.
Which is the highest mountain in the world?
Mount Everest.
Which country is it in?
Nepal.
Which is the longest river in the world?
The Nile.
In which continent is it?
Africa.
Which is the longest river in Nepal?
The Karnali.
Where was Gautam Buddha born?
Lumbini, Nepal.
Who is the first president of Nepal?
Dr. Ram Baran Yadav.
Unit 4. Listening. 1. Have you ever asked for a lift to get somewhere?
2. Listen to the text and answer the questions.
Hello. I'm Suraj Chaudhary from Dang. Would you mind lifting me in your taxi? I lost my purse in the bus. Somebody stole my purse while I was asleep. I have no money to go to my room. I live at Nepalter. There is no bus service to get there. So I need to take a taxi from Kalinki. It would be a great help for me. I hope you are kind enough.
Unit 5. Listening. 1. Why do we use many with mangoes and much with money?
2. Listen to the conversation and complete.
How much money do you have?
I don't have enough money.
How many people live in your city?
There are many people in my city.
How much did you pay for the book?
I paid 500.
How many apples are there in the basket?
There are 2 kilos of apples.
How many children are there in the class?
There are 20 children.
How many teachers do you have?
I have 10 teachers.
How many hours do you sleep?
I sleep 8 hours.
Unit 6. Listening. 1. Look at this map. Which ones are the bordering countries of Nepal? 2. Listen to the text and fill in the blanks with the correct information.
Nepal is a landlocked country that is surrounded by China to its north and India to its east, west and south. Nepal, India, and China are the neighboring countries. Among these three countries, China is the biggest country and Nepal is the smallest country in size. China is bigger than India in size. In fact, India has the largest population in the world and Chinese is the largest language in terms of the number of native speakers. The highest mountain in the world is Mount Everest, and it lies in Nepal. Nepal is also known as the birthplace of Lord Buddha. All these three are the republic countries.
Unit 7. Listening. 1. Look at this picture and describe it. 2. Listen to the text and put a tick under true or false in the box.
Hema lives in a small house. There are 4 rooms in her house. She has decorated her room well. Her bed is near the window. There is a table and a chair in her room. The floor is covered with red carpet. There are some posters on the walls. There is a wall watch and a mirror in her room.
Unit 8. Listening. 1. Do you know the name of the following bird? 2. Listen to the text and choose the correct answer.
The ostrich is the world's largest land bird. In fact, it is the world's largest bird. It is found only on the hot continent of Africa. An ostrich eats mainly vegetation and insects. An adult male ostrich can grow to be 9 feet tall. That's 3 feet taller than an average adult male human. An ostrich can weigh more than 300 pounds. Of course, since this kind of bird is so large, it is unable to fly. However, an ostrich can run as fast as 45 miles per hour. Its legs are so strong that it can deliver a powerful and even deadly kick when it feels it is in danger.
Unit 9. Listening. 1. Can you locate UK in this map? 2. Listen to the text and choose the best answer.
Weather in the UK. The weather affects everyone, and everyone has something to say about the weather. This is especially true in a country like the UK that has very changeable weather. In the UK, the weather from one day to the next can be completely different, or even from the morning to the afternoon. The weather can change from being rainy one day to sunny the next, or from strong wind and gales in the morning to snow in the afternoon. In the UK, there are 4 seasons: spring, summer, autumn, and winter. And the weather is different in each of them. However, there is not a sudden change between the seasons. The end of the winter season is the same as the start of the spring season. It takes several weeks for the weather to change enough for people to notice the difference. The summer is the season with the best weather. In general, it is hot and sunny with only a little rain sometimes. However, it can sometimes be cold and wet for 1 or 2 weeks at a time. British people like to spend a lot of time outside when it is nice in the summer. After the summer is the autumn. In this season, the weather gets colder and there are stronger winds. Also, it will rain more. All the leaves will start to fall off the trees as it is cold. Frost might start to form on the ground towards the end of the autumn. Winter is the coldest season in the UK. The temperature will often be at 0 degrees Celsius. This means that ice will often form on the ground overnight where there were puddles. This makes it difficult to walk sometimes. There might also be snow, but the UK does not get much snow, mainly just cold rain in the winter. Then when winter ends, the spring starts. The temperature will start to get warmer and the winds will not be as strong. Plants start to grow again and new leaves form. It is always nice when the spring starts, as it means the nice weather in the summer is nearly back again. Many people in the UK complain about the weather, but as the weather changes so much, it is very interesting and gives the people something to talk about all year round.
Unit 10, Listening. 1. Look at the picture of dynamite and its inventor. What is his name? 2. Listen to the text and answer these questions.
A good or a bad invention? Our lives are made better every day, thanks to inventions. But sometimes, inventions can make our lives worse. This can happen when an invention is not used according to the inventor's plan. For example, Alfred Nobel, a Swedish scientist, invented a strong explosive in 1867. It is called dynamite and it revolutionized the world of engineering. After its invention, many bridges, tunnels, and other structures are built with the help of dynamite. However, dynamite is also used to kill people in wars. This upset Nobel. Before his death, Nobel decided to use the money from his famous invention to make the world a better place. A special fund was started in Nobel's name. Every year, Nobel Prizes are given for extraordinary work in science, medicine, literature, and the promotion of world peace.
Unit 11, Listening. 1. What do you see in this picture? Discuss. 2. Listen to the story and answer the questions.
Haldi's Adventure. One morning, as Haldi walked to school, she met a giraffe. The giraffe wore big glasses and held a book in his hand. He smiled and said, "Good morning, Haldi." Haldi looked up at him. "I'm sorry to stare," she said, "but I have never met a giraffe like you." "My name is Smiley," said the giraffe. "Whenever you see me, you will smile." Haldi was surprised and happy too. Then she remembered that she would be late for school. So she said to the giraffe, "I would love to talk to you, but I must rush to school or I will be late." The giraffe said, "Not if you ride on my back. If you climb on my back, I will run so fast that you feel you are flying to school." "Do you go to school every day?" "Yes," said Haldi. "I go to school on Sundays, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. On Saturdays I play games at school." "What do you do in school?" asked the giraffe. "I learn about the stars, the trees, the birds, and the animals." "That is good," said the giraffe. "I love books too. They are lots of fun. Now jump on my back. I will take you to school." Haldi then jumped on the giraffe's back and found that she could see so many things from the top. And before she knew it, She had reached the school playground. She climbed down. When she turned back to thank the giraffe, she found that he had gone away. Oh, Haldi thought, what a wonderful adventure I have had.
Unit 12. Listening. 1. Do you know the name of this place?
It is in Palpa.
2. Listen to the text and write true or false.
Last month I went to Boston to see my friend. My friend and I went to our favorite campsite in the mountains. It is near the top of Mount Greylock in the Berkshires. The view was spectacular in the evening. The sky turned bright orange and pink as the sun set behind the hills. I could see the valleys and rivers from the tower at the top of the mountain. I did very exciting things. First of all, there was a small pond near the campsite, so I swam a lot when I got hot. Also, we went on hiking. Every morning, because there were good hiking trails, I had lots of fresh air during my stay on the mountain. There was a small village near our campsite. In the afternoons, I and my friend walked there, so I had fresh food. Every day, and especially I had delicious fish. In the evenings, we set a campfire and told stories to each other around the fire. As you can see, I enjoyed a lot and had a wonderful time during my trip.
Unit 13. Listening. 1. What are your likes and dislikes? Share with your friends. 2. Listen to the text and write his likes and dislikes.
Hi, everyone. I'm Narayan. I study at grade 4. I love playing with my friends in the playground. I like playing cricket and football, but I don't like volleyball. I don't like social subject very much and I hate math lessons. Anyway, I like gym and art, but I prefer science because I'm crazy for animals. I really like music. I love English lessons, and my favorite subject is English, of course. And you? What are your likes and dislikes?
Unit 14. Listening. 1. Make a list of 5 things you couldn't do when you were little, and you can now. 2. Listen to the text and fill in the table. What can, can't, could, couldn't Selina do?
My name is Selina, and I am 35 years old. I now work as an English teacher. When I was a child, I could not speak English, but now I can. My hobbies are skiing, skating, and running. I can't skate well, but I'm really good at skiing. 2 years ago, I could not run very fast, but I practiced hard and now I can. When I was young, I could dance well, but now I don't dance.
Unit 15. Listening. 1. Have you ever been to a new place for your birthday celebration?
2. Listen to the conversation and answer the questions.
Susan, we have planned a holiday for this week for my mother's birthday.
Oh, really, Ria? Where do you want to go?
We would like to go to Pokhara. Did you go there before?
Yes, I did. I think it is a beautiful place. You will definitely love it a lot. Do you want to go there by bus or plane?
By bus.
But it is very tiring by bus. Traveling by plane is a little bit expensive but safe and faster.
What about staying at a hotel or already booking a room? What is your opinion about it?
I believe that booking a room can be very comfortable. You can enter your place at any time.
Yes, I agree with you. Then I can buy our ticket from the travel agency.
I don't think so. Buying tickets from the internet is very fast and cheap, isn't it?
Exactly. You're very good at giving ideas about a holiday plan. And one more question. Is it a good idea to eat local food there?
Sure, that's what I think. You can try new and interesting food. It is completely different from our culture. You can find fast food everywhere.
Definitely, you are right. Thanks for your help, Susan. See you soon.
See you. I hope you will have great time there. Unit 16. Listening. 1. Have you ever been to any family tour? If yes, where did you go? Share with your friends. 2. Listen and complete the table with information from the text.
Family vacation. The Brown family is on vacation. They are staying in Hawaii for 5 days. They rented a hotel room on the beach. Everyone is excited. The kids want to go on a submarine tour and see the fish in the Pacific Ocean. Mrs. Brown wants to go shopping and take a sunrise tour. Mr. Brown wants the family to go hiking in the morning, visit museums in the afternoon, and have a barbecue on the beach in the evening. He is worried about spending too much money. Mrs. Brown thinks her husband worries too much about money. She wants him to relax and forget about money while they are on vacation. What should Mrs. Brown do? How can she solve her problem?